Sunshine 61 and a train rolling through Wellington as they do many times during the day.
It's going the other way. That's the second train in the last 10 minutes, Craig.
Hmm.
And thanks to the rerouting under the train tracks, we no longer get a standing room only audience in front of us here. As the train would have stopped, people would have been backed up, and then they would have been able to stare at us in the windows a little bit longer than they do right now. I hope we're not going to cause any confusion as people are going through the intersection thinking, why are those people sitting in the window? It's not the normal window for Dimitri's Corner Family Restaurant. Of course, I guess people sit up here and eat.
Sure.
We're not eating yet.
No.
Have we got a menu yet? Have we seen the menu?
No, we need a menu.
We'll work on that. But right now, we've got another guest to talk with this morning from Finley State Park. We have naturalist Willard Wiz Moore. Where did the nickname come from?
Okay, some folks are old enough to remember the guy on TV doing science before Bill Nye was Mr. Wizard.
Right.
So I got nicknamed Mr. Wizard as a kid, and it got shortened to Wiz.
Now, is that because you were into science or experiments? Did you kind of combine things and make things blow up at home, or what was the story?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
Okay.
But yeah, I tried. Yeah. but I went on. I got my degree in biology from Franklin College of Indiana, a tiny little school south Indianapolis, and been living the dream ever since.
Wow. Now, is it so did that then sort of turn into your career in a naturalist, or how did that?
Well, I attempted to be a naturalist way back in 1978 when I was in college and interviewed for the State Parks of Indiana. Then the whole life thing got in the way. I wound up working for Cleveland Metro Parks for over 31 years in the maintenance division.
Okay.
And I retired from there 7 years ago, and now I've been with Finley State Park for 5 summers now. This is my 5th summer. First two, I rented boats out at our little marina, and 3 summers now, I'm the naturalist.
When you think of parks, state park, you talk about a metro parks. Is there it's all outdoors, but is there a difference, a sense to it, or what the parks are responsible or what they represent, really?
Right. Each agency tends to have their own slant on things, their own
protocol and way to
protocols
do things,
and things. Yeah, there is a difference and stuff. Probably because I've been in the park business for so long, I'm more sensitive to the differences in protocols and priorities and things. But yeah, we all try to get similar jobs done in a similar manner.
Right. Now, this Finley State Park at one time was sort of a national state forest. I mean, there's a lot of trees. I mean, that's
right. As I understand, Judge Guy B. Finley, a probate judge for Lorain County, bought the property down there. I think it's 600 and some acres. I read someplace once. And started it as a forestry. Judge Finley was active in the Ohio Forestry Association at the time, and he started it as a forest reserve. Sometime in the 40s, he donated the land to the state as a state forest preserve. And then in 1950, when the Department of Natural Resources was formed from legislation in 49, they divided it up into divisions, and that's when the Division of State Parks was formed. And then that property, we know as Finley State Park, was turned over to this as a state park now.
Big lake in the middle of that.
93
acres. Is that natural? Has it been?
No, that's an impoundment of Wellington Creek, which is part of the Black River watershed. In construction on the dam and spillway began in 1954. It was completed in 1956. And then shortly after that, I haven't really dug up the right numbers, but shortly after that, they cut in the road and started to build the campground at the other end, at the south end of the lake.
For people who have not been there, talk a little bit about what is there. You just mentioned campground.
Right.
How many different kind of sites and what are they like?
Right. We have a total of 257 campsites in our campground. 15 of those now have full sewer, water, and electric hookups for your RVs. 106 other campsites have electric service only, no water or sewer. And then we have 136 what we call primitive. There's no electric, no water hookups. There's shower houses and bathroom facilities throughout the campground to use. So we also have three little what we call camper cabins. There's no stove, no cooking allowed in the cabins and stuff, but there's mattresses, beds in there and stuff, and then you can cook outside and stuff.
What kind of attendance have you had over this, you know, the 4th of July holiday, or is it people, regulars that come back, or what type of visitors do you have?
Quite often, I do a traveling naturalist program on Sunday morning where I walk through the campground and I talk to people, because not everybody comes up to the Nature Center to see stuff, and I know that they have questions at the end of the weekend and stuff, so I go out and take it to the people. I walked through the primitive section, no electric, and I talked to over 77 people just on Sunday. So I'm not really a campground guy, but the campground was pretty active. Our electric sites routinely book up, you know, completely stuff.
Where are they coming from? Do you ever look at the scan the license plate to see who's traveling to come here on the Wellington?
Yeah, it's amazing. I talked to people from Illinois this weekend. I talked to people from, there was a couple coming from Philadelphia. They stopped here. They were on their way up to that state up north to go to see Sleeping Bear Dunes and stuff. I've had people from Switzerland. I've had people from Germany, you know, all over the place. It's amazing. And a lot of people from the Lorain Elyria area come down, North Ridgeville. We get a lot of people. So a lot of people in-state coming. It's a nice short. It's a little jewel that a lot of people don't know.
You can drive by 58 traveling at your 50, 60 miles an hour, and if you don't see some of those two signs, I think there's maybe two entrances off of 58.
Right, there's the main entrance with the big sign about 2 miles south of here at the intersection here in Wellington. Or down a little bit farther, there's basically, it's a legitimate road, but it's basically our driveway into the camp office, and I mean into the park office and maintenance facility. So,
what kind of wildlife and flora and fauna is there that's really special?
Your typical Ohio wildlife. We have, you know, plenty of deer. We have a lot of raccoons in the campground.
Wow.
You know, your typical mammals. In 2016, when I started as the naturalist here, I kept track throughout the year. Myself, I saw 85 different species of birds just in the park, have records of over 150 species of birds being seen in Findlay.
I'm looking at some of the things you have coming up. You do a sort of, I guess, watercraft type of things. You had kayaks. Right. What is an SUP? I saw that on you.
It's a stand-up paddleboard, right? That's 3 years ago now. The state merged the Division of Wildlife. I mean, the Division of Watercraft with the Division of Parks. And when they did that, they took the educational branch of the park people, us naturalists. And most of our naturalists are trained up in teaching paddle sports. I'm certified by the state to teach flatwater canoeing, kayaking, and stand-up paddleboarding.
Now, when you had this cross your desk, you realized, okay, this is it just something you like? Is it like a challenge, another new activity, or does this require a little bit of, well, okay, this is part of my responsibility, I'll give it my best?
There was a little bit of apprehension when they told me that they were going to train me as an instructor for stand-up paddleboarding. I'm kind of a short, little round fella, and standing up on a board in the middle of the water was quite apprehensive. But I've come to really enjoy it. Right? If I can do it, almost anybody can do it. Right?
Now, before we went on, you showed me your lineup of different things you had done this past weekend.
Correct.
Saturday in particular, this past Saturday, looked awfully packed. You were going from one program to another. What kind of response do you get? Good attendance? How would you describe it?
My attendance, I've been getting better at this job, and my attendance has been growing and stuff. I keep attendance records at my different programs. And when I first started out 3 summers ago, I averaged close to 10 people per hour, right? And now my latest figures, when I keep track every week and stuff, I'm up around 17 or 18 people an hour that I'm dealing with on a regular basis. So that's
do you have help? Is there anybody else, or is it just...
Occasionally, I have help with some of my programs and stuff, but I love what I'm doing, and I just relish
it. So you're responsible for turning the lights off at night then, I guess, or is that...
Real close to that, okay. Yeah, real close. Yeah, last one out turns out the lights, yes, yeah.
Wow. You're going to be going out. It opens up soon, or at 8 o'clock, I guess, is when the park opens today. Or
what's that? The park never closes, okay. Really. The day activities are dusk till dawn, and dawn till dusk, sure. Rather, right? During the daylight hours and stuff. But the campground never closes. It's open 365 days a year. Lake activities and stuff is open to the public and stuff. It's just we're there all the time.
City of Wellington celebrating this year their bicentennial. Mm-hmm. What kind of old trees do you have in that forest? Is there such things?
We have some very old sections. We have some beeches and maples in some sections of the forest that are quite old. I'm going to guess from the size of them, probably about 180 to 200 years old easily. And a lot of our forest, because when Judge Finley bought the property, it was depleted farmland. A lot of our forest was planted in the 40s and into the 50s with the state and with the Civilian Conservation Corps.
They still go through, check the health and quality of the park and all the things that literally just kind of let everything go the way nature would intend it to be.
We don't have a lot of manipulation of the nature type thing to try to steer it one way or the other. We don't get into that so much, but we maintain the public areas of the park for safety. So we have bad trees and stuff we know about. We try to keep track of those, and we take those down so they're not a hazard to the public.
Mainly just for safety reasons, because otherwise insects and bugs and birds would probably enjoy any of those things that would happen.
Right.
Sounds great.
I have some plans, but we're not ready to reveal
those yet. We'll keep that under wraps right now. There's always things happening. Again, at Finley State Park, one of the unknown, sometimes unknown, we know the Lorain County Metro Parks, but here in Lorain County, the part of Wellington, heading down 58 South, you'll pass by Finley State Park, and you might even see, well, you will for the most part, if you go there, you'll be seeing Wiz Moore, who's there most every day. Do you ever spend any nights there, camping there?
I live around the corner here in Spencer, so okay. I just drive into work. Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning on your way into work to share part of our Spotlight on Wellington. We've got lots more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be talking with the folks from the police department. We'll have Lieutenant Jeff Shelton joining us, and also Tim Simonson, historian. And also, what's the word I'm looking for here, Craig? He's a clock. He repairs clocks.